You are listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means Gary Borders joins us now. This week, he's going to share a tale of the giant typo that he, a journalist, seemed to miss.
My hometown made the Huffington Post a few weeks ago with this item. A car dealership in Longview, Texas is seeing the writing on the wall after discovering a huge spelling error on a billboard. 6 months ago, Gorman McCracken Mazda put up a billboard announcing a peace-of-mind warranty for all customers. Problem is, they meant a peace-of-mind warranty spelled P-E-A-C-E. The spelling error faces away from the building, so it went unnoticed by employees until recently, when typo-conscious customers have been giving the dealership a piece, P-I-E-C-E, of their own minds. We've had several people complain about it, and we realize our mistake, General Manager Travis Potter told the station. The dealership could change the sign, but has chosen to donate the amount that it would cost to fix the sign, about $250, to the East Texas Literacy Council instead. During those past 6 months, when this egregious typographical error was displayed in 956 point or larger type, I drove by this sign at least 5 times a week on my way to work teaching journalism. My job entails teaching students how to write in news style, copy editing, and yes, spotting typos. This was a definite fail, as the younger set says. I never noticed the mistake. I have a plethora of excuses. It's early in the morning as I pass by, so when I crest the hill by the old Cargill Theater, which the dealership bought some time back and installed this sign where the movie marquee once stood, I am in full mental preparation to teach mode, driving a few miles over the speed limit and watching the clock. But I have noticed the sign because it was installed during the school year. I didn't exactly study it, obviously, since I'm not shopping for a new car. Still, I can't believe I missed this. My late father is above, laughing at his middle-aged son, no doubt. See, he was a sign painter all his working life, the working part of which ended because of a botched operation, unfortunately about the age I am now. Before that, he was widely considered one of the finest craftsmen around at hand-painted signs. He scoffed at computer-produced signs as being too perfect, and I tend to agree. His lettering looked like art on signs that graced Longview for a couple decades. There are still a few examples around, but not many. My dad painted his last sign in 1990. My dad was terrified of spelling something wrong on a sign. He carried a battered dictionary along with his box of brushes and the 1971 Chevy Cheyenne truck he drove to Jobs. The tailgate, when open, was splattered with paint from old Jobs. After completing a major project, like a billboard for Weller's Whiskey on Estes Parkway, or much of the original signage for the menus at the butcher shop, he would take us around to see his work. My brother Scott and I delighted in telling him, "Looks great, Dad, but you spelled cheeseburger wrong." He would quickly realize we were pulling his leg. Then he'd try to dope slap us in a gentle, fatherly way. I'm sure my dad spelled a few words wrong on a sign in his time and had to make corrections, but he was both meticulous and literate. He certainly would have hooted when the car dealership sign mistake came to light. I believe he would have noticed the first time he passed by, unlike me, who's made a living from words all his life. I never noticed what was physically the largest typo I have personally seen. This business can be humbling, that's for sure.
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College and joins us each Friday morning here on Red River Radio. You can hear all of his past installments on our website. Just go to redriverradio.org and click on commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio.